Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos in Baltimore, and I mean home. I mean home east side in this one. I got my Costas shirt on. We are actually going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at the other Costas, the one up in Timonium right now. We're going to have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. That's going to be on the 10th of July. On the 8th of July, we're actually going to be on my side of town in Canton at De Pasquale's, probably eating sausage before breakfast. We're going to have great, great guests. That's on Tuesday the 8th, and then on the 10th, we're at Costas in Timonium, also at the racetrack in the afternoon. Johnny O, our congressman, also an East Sider, one of us, will be joining me on the north side to talk about what's happening on the south side in Washington. So we'll be doing all of that in July, but between now and then, biggest weekend of the year. If you're from my part of town, I don't know how many heritage fairs I've been to, probably the over under on how many Billy Joel or Bruce Springsteen or Jimmy Buffett concerts I went to. I probably went to my first heritage fair in the late 1970s, certainly into the 80s and 90s and aughts, and never missed one. And there was a, and it was more than a rumor, it was like a thing. That I circulated, and I'm in the Dundalk High Hall of Fame. I got Dundalk friends all over the world, scattered literally everywhere. And I said, the Heritage Fair has been canceled. We're not having a Heritage Fair. And within minutes, literally minutes, and I think I posted it before anybody had really posted it, I had sort of gotten a whisper and a rumor. And it says over here on my Facebook, I'm a journalist. Mark Kreziak joins me now, and Eric Davis, who I've known for a long, long time. He's wearing a an Al Seafood shirt to compete with my Costas Inn shirt. Let's get softball teams together. Tell Chad I'll meet him down at Stemmer's Run. Guys, the Heritage Fair's on, and I know you two, you're going to be humble. You're going to say it's the community, everybody lived. But you guys, like, got some piss and vinegar, some old East Side in you, and rolled your sleeves back up and put some elbow grease behind this. And I know on my page alone, the first night, this is going back a couple of months, that people found it unacceptable that the Heritage Fair would cease to exist, and you guys got involved. So I don't know. Literally, I'm blind at this. I'm going Larry King. I didn't read the book. I just know it came back. Brillhart told me. I want soup to nuts. What's gone on here, really, in the last calendar year, in the last couple of calendar years, to put us into this position? Mark, are you the chairman of the board, and Eric's the consigliere, or how does this even work? I'm trying to figure out who runs the thing.
It's kind of the other way around. So Eric's the president of the board. I'm the executive director. So he's the boss.
Okay. I'm back with Dave Sutherland. Dave would come out 30 years ago and Dave would tell me about the fair. And, you know, I go back way, way back with the fair and, you know, all the local businesses, whether Squires and North Point Village serving the Roma sausage and, you know, everybody being involved in what was really a community barn raising around the 4th of July that was always dependent upon weather, especially when Dennis DeYoung was coming on, or Kix, or Joan Jett, or, you know, any going back to Mel Tillis when you would bring him in back in the day. Eric, I'll put it to you because, I mean, you have been, you know, unbelievably kind to me. I've tried to promote this for you. I know 100.7, and they have Van Halen out there every year, and Brillhart, and I, you know, I love my classic rock friends. But when it comes to, like, the city supporting this and regions outside of Dundalk, it does feel like this is on to Dundalk and on to Dundalk and coming to Dundalk, and after the bridge went down, getting people to come back home, or home, for all of you out there. It's been challenging even for me to try to get people to come back, and I want to use this segment as an opportunity for you to implore people to come back and talk about what y'all have done the last 6 months to make sure that this still exists next weekend.
Well, thank you. Back in April, our board met, and we had seen some really tough times over the past 4 years since COVID. And Mother Nature, of course, never cooperates with us. It's always either hotter than hot or it rains. So it puts you in a predicament, because if the weatherman calls for rain, the people don't come out. So with that, you try to do the best you can. You try to trim the budget a little bit here and there to make sense of what's going on. But at the end of the day, over the past 4 years, we really have not profited.
What's the board exist? I mean, Eric, I have you. Mark, I have you. I've seen other names and people out. What is the modern Heritage Fair in Dundalk been? And again, I talk about Brohart 100.7, and I know there's other businesses, Wise Markets, who I've been in business with. I'm not in business with them now, but they came forth, and I've had Rob Santoni on the air years past when he got involved with Wise and said, we need to underwrite this. The community needs to underwrite this. And I know the county's been involved as well, but for what it is and what it represents for our community, for Dundalk, it's just really significant. And you guys know that. I know that. I want my people to know that. I want people from Dundalk to say one time a year, we want to come back and support the community and be a part of this and show the heritage of Dundalk. And I know that, you know, that sits and breathes and lives within you guys, within all the high schools that show off yearbooks. And we all went down. We all wanted to sign in and be a part of what we're doing. And whether the band was Joan Jett or whether it's Crack the Sky or whether it's the Mahoney Brothers, which is fine too. And now that we're losing the real heart, we get the cover bands and whatnot. But it really is a homecoming for our community. And to think that it would go away was I called it unacceptable, but it's got to be acceptable. This is where you are. And I know vendors that sign up, people that come in, businesses that prepare sausages and pit beef and sandwiches and souvlaki and all and fried dough and everything and lemonade, everything that we get that I've ever enjoyed there from, you know, the one side on Dunman Way to the big stage, back and forth, different bands. I mean, it's a hell of an undertaking that all of you take on. What is the board and what does support this at this point, Eric?
Okay, well, the board plays a significant role. It's not just me. I do what I can. We all wear different hats all the time. When this all snowballed and when we decided, like you said, that the community felt it was not acceptable, the sponsors then all came together, and like you said, Weiss Markets, Trade Point Atlantic, McNabb Funeral Homes that took over Conley's, Baltimore Towing, Chesapeake Express Homes. They're just a few, but
Keep going. I mean, listen, it's businesses like Costas to support my business. I'm not here with a radio station with Baltimore Positive if there's no Maryland Lottery, if there's no Curio Wellness, if there's no Liberty Pure Solutions. Hey, man, I mean, I it's hand to mouth out there. I understand that. And I built my whole business that way. You're building it on weather one week on volunteers, you know, primarily, and have been doing this for a couple generations, really.
Well, exactly. And I'll only say this and then I'll turn it over to Mark so he can really delve into it because he's been there longer than I. For all the people that are Dundalk born and raised or close to Dundalk,
That means you, Essex and Highland Town.
I've never lived there in my life.
Wow.
I was born in Rhode Island, moved to Towson, lived in Towson, became part of the fair through a friend.
Wow.
And have never left.
That shocks me. I did not know
So
that about you. So,
the closest I lived was in Essex.
and that's not Dundalk. We can all agree with that.
I've never resided in the 21222 in my life.
Mark, are you of the Highland Town Crazyaks in some way? Is that
I
you, who you
am,
are?
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I knew some of the curly goons that went to some of the Crazyaks and some of the guys I grew up with the curly Debiliuses. And again, these are the people that all come to the Heritage Fair. These are the Highland Town, Dundalk, Curly, Catholic High Girls, Patapsco. We let them come over. I mean, they can cross over Merritt Boulevard and come visit us. Sparrows Point. I mean, but it really was such a. And I go back to the Sacred Heart at carnivals, and I'm Colgate, so Mark Colgate East Point. We had the carnival. We wanted Berkshire over neighborhood to neighborhood, whether it's Gray Man or whether it's even down by Sparrows Point in Costas. It was always I called it a barn raising, man. I don't know what to say. Mark, what was your first Heritage Fair? I mean, your family's been a part of this forever, right?
Well, mine personally was 1989.
That's
So,
only 36 years ago. It feels like yesterday to me. It feels like that was my third or fourth senior week. So give it to me honest for you. I mean, you're East Side, I'm East Side. I have only been asked over years, and man, I'm going back to last century. I'm going back to Dave Sutherland would literally come out to my studio when I didn't have a radio station. This is before I had the station. He came out to the Towson Sheridan, so that had to have been 96, 97, to promote the Heritage Fair because he knew I was from Dundalk, and I'm going back 30 years now. And you know, at that time, it was on a trajectory to say, how can we get bigger bands? How can we make it bigger? And next thing I know, I show up Joan Jett's there and I'm like, I don't know anybody anymore. And you didn't know where to park. And you know, so I mean, the event based on bands became a different kind of event for a period of time. And it really felt successful, right? It felt like there was a lot of money coming through, a lot of people finding Dundalk that didn't know where the Key Bridge was when it was still there. People were coming into our community from other places, but it really did seed back in the 80s when it was a bunch of Highland Town people and Dundalk people, and our parents wanted to go, and our parents were alive, and there was a beer garden, and it was a place to see girls, see boys, make friends. After they had some problems in the 80s, which is how the beer garden happened, but it was literally a reason to not go to Ocean City, Mark, right? It was a reason to
Okay.
not go to Ocean City on 4th of July.
It was a really big deal. I mean, everybody I knew went to the Heritage Fair, right? Everybody went there, and it was just a when are you going to meet who there was the deal. But remember, in the 80s, we really were able to grow it. We got to the point where we were getting 20,000 people a year, but you could do that then because we could pay so much less for a band. So the problem was, you get $5 a head coming in, right? And you get 8,000 people in a night, and you're
I stand my
$40,000.
hand. I come in. I park on the other side of Dundalk. I park behind Pinland. Don't tell anybody; it'll get crowded. But I would always park over there. I'd walk across the park, past the post office, past Scoops, you know, up the road, past what used to be Santoni's and a little market, and I would enter on that side. They stamp my hand. Before I get to the beer garden, I got to go over and sign the high school book. You know what I mean? I got to get my fried dough over in the corner. I got to get my sausages. You know, I was always leaving $5 everywhere, running around, having a good time. The rides were on the back end with kids. I don't mean the kids. I'm going to the beer garden. But I had a routine for 30 years, man. Like, I met my wife in 2003. I'm 23 summers into my marriage. My wife's been to 19 Heritage Fairs. You know what I mean? Like, we come to the, we don't go to Ocean City on the 4th of July. And I remember people started having kids, and then they had two kids. And these are all the girls that were going to shake their ass in a Hood of Whitesnakes car. I mean, all 1985. And they all moved to Harford County. And then they get a boat. And then they got kids, and then they got a pool, and then they got the 4th of July, and then I can't get them to the railway anymore, and I can't get them down to Squires or Costas. And there was a period where it was just people dispersed out of Dundalk. I mean, I don't know where you live now, Mark, or where all of your cousins, brothers, all the crazy acts, and all the curly people went. A lot of people did go to Harford County, other things, but then they started like not coming back in small little pieces. And I really hope this is the year we can encourage, we're not going to get everybody back, but I hope we can encourage people to let them know it's on, the party's on, we want you back. And I know you guys have worked super overtime with all the sponsors to try to make this weekend something that's worth coming back for, right?
Absolutely. And I do want to mention the number two sponsor who we didn't mention was his Foundry Station, the housing development where Seagram's distillery was.
I heard about this. Tell me about this, because somebody told me they had owned that piece of land at some point. That somebody in recent times told me that that was a piece of property. And I went sadly to a funeral. One of my dearest friends passed away at the funeral home right on the other side of Dundalk Avenue, kitty corner from the McDonald's there, and Sollers Point. So I
Dollars Point, yeah.
get my bear. I don't want to don't. If I pull out Google Maps in Dundalk, I lose my card.
Should I plug in?
They throw me out. But so the Foundry, so tell me about the sponsorship and literally give me peel back the onion, go backstage here a little bit and tell me what's really happened from the night when Eric, I believe it was you and Mark, maybe you sent over a press release to me and said, we're not really announcing this till tomorrow. And I'm like, well, let me put this up and see what, and I mean, kind of, I don't know. I don't want to get too emotional about it, but kind of like I threw that out that night, hoping that there'd be a piece here in late June where you guys, somebody would come in and save it. Cause I knew like people were like, hey, Nesh, you should go save it. I'm like, I don't have the capacity to save it. I don't even know what I'm doing. The people who have been keeping it alive are the ones throwing in the white towel to some degree. And I don't think there was no finesse in this. I mean, I think you guys had all come together and thought, we all think it's worth saving, but there has to be a business behind this, right?
Right. See, it has to work out, right? And we don't want to make money. We just want to break even, right? We want to have another fair. So we didn't have a positive number fair since COVID. We lost money every year since COVID. We found ourselves at the end of the fair last year, $45,000, almost $48,000 in the hole, actually. And looking around for sponsors to pay off our debt so we could have another fair was not something anybody was interested in. So we got all the way through 6 months later. We get to the end of the calendar year and no solution. We give ourselves, 3 more months. If we can't do it by the end of March, then we don't have a choice. We got to pull the plug, declare bankruptcy, and go away. And that's where we were. And one of the first people to reach out to us was John Von Tron, a local developer and a really good guy, right?
Hey, that's my guy. All right.
Yeah. So John steps forward and says, "Hey, we're building this Foundry Station thing. We're putting money aside to help the community. I think I can get you some money." So he calls us back and he says, "I can get you 20 grand."
All
And
right.
that on top of the 25 from Wise, and you get 10 here from I don't know if you remember Tom Toporovich, the guy who used to be on the stage every year doing all introducing everyone. When Tom passed away, he set up a charity, and his nephew gave us $10,000 from the charity. And we were going from in the hole to all of a sudden we had $45,000 to pay off the debt. And
So it's
that.
that really is the story. That is backstage. Backstage is how do we raise the money? Like for any
Yes.
organization, really, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's three things you need in something like this. You have to raise the money, you need volunteers to run the thing, and then you need people to attend it, right? That's the name of the game. And so we raised the money and we put out the call for volunteers, and we've gotten 50 or 60 more volunteers than we've had in recent years, which is great. So now we just need at least 7 or 8 thousand people to show up. 8,000 people show up, make us happy. That's
Mark
where.
Krasiak is here, and give me the titles for you guys again, because I don't want to be getting the president and the vice president wrong here. Eric Davis, who I've known a long time, who's never lived in Dundalk, which is crazy to me. Mark, have you lived in Dundalk or no?
I did. So I grew up in the Ada K Streets, right at the top of Dundalk Avenue. When I first got married, we lived on Trap Road for a little while, and then we bought a house down on Woodley, which is right down by the old duck pin, little bowling alley, the duck pond, with the bar. And we lived there for a number of years, and then eventually we moved to Middle River. But we're still in East County. We're still active, still doing those
I
things.
knew you were the crazy acts up off the AK streets because my mother lived on Drew, as did Mark Kierkowski. I owned a home on Kane. Some of my best friends at Shenning's lived on Joplin. So, and you know, I mean, we there's a Bus City Hospital up there near Greektown.
That's right. I could see it out my bedroom window. I was on Cornwall Street.
You know, I'm a confused person, and because Eric's an outsider to this, but I grew up in Colgate, and Colgate always fed Kenwood. So when I was a boy in the 70s, I tell people I'm from like East Point area, Colgate, East Point area, but it's really the Essex exit off of 695 that dumped you off there. Now, of course, like you, I had a 21224 Highland Town zip code. So
That's
I had
right,
a
all the way
Highland
out.
Town zip code. I thought I was going to Kenwood. My family identified very much with Essex because my dad worked at Martin Marietta. My parents owned homes in Mars Estates and on Taylor Avenue in Essex. My parents, all our doctors, all of our everything was Essex based, but my dad worked at the Point, which wasn't really Dundalk. It was more like Sparrow's Point. It wasn't thought of as Dundalk. And then all of a sudden, 1979, all hell breaks loose. I'm going to Holabird, and then I'm going to Dundalk High. And then all of a sudden, I get associated with Dundalk, but I never moved. And it was Highland Town zip. It was thinking you're from Essex, but being on the other side of the poop plant and being from East Point Mall, that we became Dundalk. And the Dundalk Heritage Fair is alive and well. I want everyone to go to DundalkHeritageFair.com. Everything that you need to know is up on the website. I'm going to get everything out on the Facebook. I'm going to share things because I do want people to come back and experience the Heritage Fair and come to the beer garden and be a part of it and listen to the bands. So, how many of you are on the board? Because you mentioned all these cool businesses, and that's great. And Johnny Von Trapp, that's how many people come together for a year and put this thing together that sit on this board, Eric?
We have 10 actual acting board members. with one honorary board member. Our honorary board member is Ms. Carol Fogle, who has been with the fair since day one. Her husband started the fair. He was from the city, and he believed that if the Baltimore City could have a festival under the JFK, why couldn't he have a festival in Dundalk?
What year did it start?
1976,
76. Okay.
I
So
believe. Is that correct, Mark?
yes, it is. So the idea of the fair was they wanted to have a big celebration for the bicentennial. They wanted to do fireworks and the whole nine yards. So it was like one of those old movies, you know, where let's get together and have a show to raise money, right? And that's how the fair started.
Well, did that begat the run and the 5K and the did the parade exist before 76?
It did. The parade's in its 91st year. So the parade existed.
I was the Grand Marshal in 2001. I was the Grand Marshal once for the parade.
That's crazy.
So, and I hate parades, but I had the greatest time of my life that day. I saw everybody I knew. I mean, I'm out on York Way. I mean, it was awesome. It was so awesome. I should have run the race while I was still young and fit, and I could have run a little bit. But
I'm
I
with you.
mean, between the race would bring people into Dundalk. People would say to me all the time, "I'm running that race on 4th of July. I'm not from Dundalk. I'm just a runner." You know what I mean? Like it really did bring the community together in a way that I think only like something like this can. I mean, maybe if we had a Christmas thing and the weather and you know, like a Christmas story and Ralphie and we had trees and whatever, but and we do tree lightings. Every community does a tree lighting. 4th of July and the fireworks over what was North Point Junior High School was always a you know huge part of the day and a huge part of my childhood and my adolescence and my son's childhood, quite frankly, into the 80s and into the 90s and being a part of this. And I've got to wrestle my kid up, get him over there. He's bougie now. What's the weather going to be? Is it too hot? Is it too, you know, get your ass over to the fair is what I would say to him. What are we going to have at the fair this year? Give me a lowdown on vendors, food, music, because sometimes you book country music and I endure it. And I've sang karaoke in the beer garden. I have done this. You can look it up. But I mean, anytime you try to put bands together, I mean, I can name the phone book of the bands that I've seen. I mean, Vince Neil's been at the Heritage Fair. Dennis DeYoung from Styx has been at the Heritage Fair. 38 Special's been at the Heritage. Joan Jett's been at. I mean, we're talking Rock and Roll Hall of Famers here. I mean, we've had
Eddie
great
Money.
Eddie Money. Thank you very much. We've had great entertainment. But to your point, we ain't got 150 grand to book Springsteen, right? So, you know, so you try to keep it local. I know Mike Brillhart, my dear Dundalk friend, Mike Kemosabe over at 100.7, getting the lead out every night out there. I know he's helped try to bring bands in, and there's always a little conjecture about what to do, but you're never wrong when you're in that classic rock, Mahoney Brothers, Beatles. I mean, that's what I want to come and see. And my wife's always like that too. Hey, what Crack the Sky playing this year? Is Kix playing? I know Kix retired. We attended that. But I mean, you guys go out of your way to really try to make this special for everybody with the music.
We do. We try to bring in music that they wouldn't necessarily see otherwise, right? Because it's Dundalk, right? A lot of people don't get a chance to see all those different bands. But we're kind of limited, right? We can only get about 9,000 people in front of the main stage at a time. So back in the day, right, when I could get a really good band for under 20 grand, you know, I could get a really good national band.
How much did you pay Joan Jett?
I don't have it in front of me, but Joan gave us such a deal that it wasn't much.
I'm telling you, man, the day Joan Jett played there, I've never, it was like Woodstock. It was
She's
like a Dundalk biker Woodstock. There were people I had never seen in my life. It was just on, man. I looked around and I'm like, there, this is the greatest day in Dundalk to bring people from outside of Dundalk to Dundalk. And it held up a little bit. It was just, I have such great memories. That's why I want to promote this with you fellas and make sure we can get as many people out next weekend as we can, you know?
That was a year of the derecho.
That was the year of the derecho, and Joan is such a homer that we barely paid anything at the end of the
She
day.
did my show that week. She
Yeah,
came
she's
on. I
great.
said, "You're coming to my hometown. I gotta have you know, be on the show." Eddie Money did my show before he did the Heritage Fair many years ago as well. Because like when they were coming to Dundalk, I knew about it back in the day when you guys were really growing the thing. So grassroots, let's start with this. We were going to cancel the fair. It was canceled. It was 50 grand in the red. We brought it back. We've got weather. We've vendors. Do vendors want to still be a part of the Heritage Fair?
Your commercial vendors, yes. Your food vendors, for the most part, yes. Your arts and craft vendors are a tough bunch. They're used to only doing one day of events. So trying to get them to commit to 3 days is, it doesn't matter what you charge them, they don't want to do 3 days of an event because it's too much on them. They're used to the one day setup, do their thing, leave 5 hours later, and it's done.
Did you guys ever
So,
consider making this just a one day, or do, I mean, has there been any consideration to major changes? I mean, I've seen changes cyclically. Hell, the elementary school changed in the time we've done it, right? There's a whole new school there. If you haven't been to Dundalk in the last 5 or 10 years, stop by the high school and see that too. Wave at my plaque. Tell me how undeserving I am, and you're right. But Dundalk Elementary, I mean, I played Pop Warner football there with Johnny Rollo, Jimmy Thomas, and so I practiced on that field where literally where the arts and crafts used to be down on that side is where I played my little league football. So I just it's a homecoming for me in so many ways, but I have seen it evolve, and you can get a snowball, you can get food, all of the steak on a stick, all the good stuff, fried Oreos, fried stuff that I wouldn't eat. But we always come hungry and leave happy.
So we have looked at trying to shorten it up, looked at saying maybe doing 2 days or one day. But keep in mind that, the fair pays for the entire bill for the fireworks. So that's, $20,000 off the top. Another $10,000 we give to the parade, another few thousand dollars we use to support the run and some other things. So when you factor that in, we do have a lot of money going out. And as we shortened it up, some of the costs that we have don't get cheaper. So a lot of the equipment we rent it for the week, although we use it for 3 days. Once they bring in the stages and the sound equipment and the lighting, it costs almost the same to do that for one day as it would for three. So, with those sunk costs in day one, making it a 1 or 2 day event would just make it a very expensive proposition.
Okay, so that makes I love that I'm having you guys on. Mark Krasiak is here of the A to K streets and of all the Highland Town guys I grew up with back in Dundalk, making this thing happen. The Heritage Fair is really happening. Eric Davis, who's always kept me informed and sits at the top of all of this. So you have a letter up at the front, and I would implore everybody to go read about how Wise Markets and McNabb Funeral Home and over a dozen local businesses. By the way, Todd Crandall, where are you hiding, Crandall? You done something good. We saved a fair. Let's go. Get down to Casas. Let's talk about things. Crandall and I grew up together. This
He's
doesn't
not
happen
helping
with.
us out. He's always with us.
Listen,
So
he's behind the scenes on everything we
yes.
do.
And he and
Yes.
I
Always
agree on
with
very little politically. Every time we get Johnny too. Johnny Ray, throw him in there too. He and I were jamming
us.
the 38 special. But I'll tell you this, for all the anti-government that happens in our country, this doesn't happen without local government. I mean, this is what local government, tax base, businesses, people, community, vendors, music, I mean,
I mean,
street races, fireworks, family. That's what this is all about, man, right?
we couldn't survive if it wasn't for recreation and parks, Baltimore County Public Schools, the Baltimore County Police Department, Wise Avenue Volunteer Fire. All those things are necessary. If we had to pay for any of those services, this would be impossible.
Well, I love that this is coming together. All right. Mark your calendars, you patriots. 4th of July is Friday, 5th of July Saturday, 6th of July Sunday. We're not going to the railway after, but I'll meet you over at Costas for some proper crab imperial. Everything is up at Heritage DundalkHeritageFair.com. Most important, let's talk about the bands, fellas. Eric, let's talk bands with you. Let's get you in on this. What's going on with our entertainment schedule on the weekend? Because I want to come down and rock from the beer garden with you guys.
Okay, on Friday evening, starting at 5 o'clock, we have a group called the Fantastic Fabulous Hubcaps. They're from the 60s, 70s, and the early 50s. I've never seen them personally, but I understand that they put on a fantastic show. So they are there Friday, and then we have opening ceremonies, then the Mahoney Brothers at 8 o'clock,
If I have to explain who
doing
the
a
Mahoney
tribute.
Brothers are at this point, I
Tribute to
mean,
Elton John, the Beatles.
they
Maybe we
used to
can get them
play
to
out at the
touch on a
barn
little
30
bit
years
of,
ago, dude. They're great. I love the Mahoney
yeah.
Brothers.
I'd like to see him touch on a little bit of the Beach Boys for a song or two just because of the passing of Brian Wilson. But we'll see what happens.
It's the 4th of July. You want the Beach Boys? They're going to give you the Beach Boys. I think the Mahoney Brothers can manage that.
Sure. Saturday, we've got in early evening is Remains of Radio. Remains of Radio is local to the 21222 with Robert Wawa LeGrand, who was Teddy Pendergrass's lead guitarist. Jerry Black from Maryland Truck and Tire heads the group up as the bass player.
I grew up with Jerry.
Antonio Hancock's dad, Wayne, another Dundalk boy born and bred. And they are a 5 o'clock entertainment doing 70s, 80s, a little bit of funk,
Jerry married a Colgate girl, man. That's how far back we're going here. So I'm
whatever
into
they
all this.
can.
You guys are doing Heart on Saturday night,
Heart by
right?
Heart is Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
And it's important
Two
to
of the
note that Heart
original
by Heart
back line.
is not a cover band. Heart by Heart are the members of Heart minus the Wilson sisters.
Well, I'm in. I'm in. On Saturday night, I'm in. And then Sunday, what do we got?
Up on stage two, we've got Gene Vincent and the Cadillac Cruisers. And Gene has donated his time to this concert and the festival because he's been there so long to help try to support us and keep us moving forward.
Gene's a legend, right? I mean, literally,
Yes.
right?
And then on the main stage is Crack the Sky at 8 o'clock. Dean Crawford at 5 o'clock.
Look, I
He's
don't
done
like
for.
country music, but I like Dean. I
Yeah.
know Dean. I
Great
see
guy.
Dean shaking his ass every weekend. I got friends that are groupies. They love him. I've seen his vibe. I've seen that whole island sort of country thing going on. He does. I would be there early on Sunday. If you've never seen Dean Crawford, get there early on Sunday night. And then, Sunday, I had Palumbo on a couple of months ago. I don't, you, do you know this? Palumbo, I interviewed him in 1986 when I was the music critic at The Sun, and I hadn't talked to him in 39 years. Like, literally hadn't spoken to John, but I'm a crackhead, right? I mean, literally. And the people with the band knew this, and they got in touch with me a couple of weeks before they played up at up in Falston, and they invited me, and I went. It was packed, 50th anniversary for Crack the Sky, and my wife's not from around here, but she loves Hot Razor. She's become a 98 Rock 100.7 girl. She's been here 22 years. She knows who Crack the Sky is because she lives with me. She knows Ice. She knows all that, and they were extraordinary. I mean, I did the whole evening. It was 3 hours of music. It was incredible. It was so incredible that I wanted to put John on the show. And John's up in Philly now celebrating Eagles, and he'll be wearing an Eagles hat and all that. And I had him on, and we did 40 minutes of just talking about his music. They have a book out on their career story. I mean, we're talking about legends in the beer garden on Sunday night, and I love that they're together. I love that they're healthy enough to make it to stage. I love that I could run into Rick Witkowski. I have a picture of me and him having a snowball at the Heritage Fair about 5 years ago when they played. So, if Crack the Sky's out, that's if you can't get kicks, and I know you can't because I can't talk white men out of it. But you can get Crack the Sky. So, I mean, you guys brought the A-list here this weekend. You really have. I mean, all the way through, this is. I've just given you 3 days and 100 reasons why people should come back to Dundalk and hang out and bring their kids.
You know,
Well,
another important thing to note is a lot of the local bands who are playing during the day and playing on stage too have donated their time. We're paying very few of them this year. They saved us thousands of dollars in order to make this thing happen.
let me give their names. The Nothing Fancy Band at the Shipway stage at 1 o'clock Friday. The Fabulous Hubcaps, we've talked about that. They're on the other stage. DJ by Tim Nerve on the Dumb and Way stage. Bear Creek Dance, Chesa Beats, The Gigs, and Experience on the side stage. And don't forget Free Range Blue at 2 p.m. on Saturday on the Shipway stage. Remains Radio, we talked about them. Grand Illusion with a Styx tribute. I'm a Styx guy. Everybody knows that about me. Echo Avenue, the Doug Lester Band, Gene Vincent and the Cadillac Cruisers, Legends, and Karma coming back to do music as well at 7:30 on the stage on Sunday night. So really something for everybody. Food, sausage. Come down and just be a part of it. You'll smell it before you get there because the food always smells delicious. You'll hear the people. And I haven't even promoted the beer garden. Is that good that I saved the beer garden for the end, Mark and Eric? Is that fair to say that? We're going to ice cold beer at a reasonable price in the beer garden, always, right?
Yeah, and more than just beer this year. So Jimmy Seafood is coming in and they're doing slushes, right? So what are they doing
I
about
can't
Eric?
get liquored up in Dundalk on Heritage Fair weekend.
Jimmy
I gotta.
Seafood has decided to join us in the beer garden. They were also a sponsor for this year out of the clear blue sky. and they're putting their portable trailer in. They're doing orange crushes and grapefruit crushes out of the beer garden, and $2 to every sale comes back to the Heritage Fair to support the fair for next year.
So you're saying it ain't even a beer garden anymore. It's a beer and crush garden, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
All
You have
right.
to try, you have to mix it up.
Now, most importantly, and I do want to give a plug out here to Justin Burke, the meteorologist, because he's doing this incredible Maryland trek for kids. I did a big segment on it a week and a half ago out at the Y Pool in Randallstown, where I had Barry Williams on, not the Brady Bunch's Barry Williams. Barry Williams from Parks and Recs. You mentioned Parks and Recs in Baltimore County. He's formerly from there. I spent last week out of Randallstown talking about the importance of the Y out there, and all they wanted to tell me is how great the Y is in Dundalk. And I'm like, I hung at the Y in Dundalk when I was a kid. It's right there where I park, right in front of the Heritage Fair. So community, and it's crucial that, councilman, we haven't talked about Kathy Klausmeier. I saw her out at the BMW Championship the other day, but we talk about putting these things together and getting it together. Justin Burke and the meteorologist is going to be the most important person next week. So I want everybody to support him and what he's doing. I got to drag him out for a crab cake. I think he's coming to Costas and Timonium to get a crab cake with me to talk about what he's doing. It's this incredible bike race across the state in the middle of August to raise money for Hopkins and for kids. But the weather, how nervous are you guys going to get next week? I mean, be honest with me, because I'm nervous already. Hurricane Barry's the B, and that's my son's name. So I'm worried about all sorts of storms. But let's get you guys 3 days of 82 and sunny and 72. No mosquitoes in Dundalk, nothing like that next weekend. I just want it to go perfect for you guys because I know how hard you guys have worked, man.
We appreciate that. We really do. That's the one thing we can't control.
Eric, what do you got?
From the weather perspective, we cross our fingers every year and we hope for the best. We haven't seen 3 straight days with no rain and 100-degree weather since 2011,
All right, I'm going to
Eddie Money
order
and the
this up
Guest
right
Room.
now. I'm sending a text over to Justin. I'm going to hit Bob Turk. I'm going to hit Norm Lewis. I'm going to hit Tassel. I'm hitting all of them and just saying, just give us 72 hours of just a perfect 4th of July weekend where everybody doesn't go to the beach or go to the pool, but they come down to the Heritage Fair and support Dundalk. And I tip my cap to you guys, from one Dundalk guy to a guy that came in through Towson in Rhode Island and made his way to Essex and Dundalk. I appreciate you, Eric. My
Thank
love to
you.
Chad and everybody at Al Seafood. I see you sporting the Al Seafood shirt. Family to me over there. I got to get back. I'm even going to go down to Schultz's and get a crab fluff in Essex, just because we're all in this together, man. I mean, you mentioned Jimmy's. I'm wearing Costas. He's got out. It really does take a village and a community to pull this thing together. Mark, Eric, did I leave anybody out? Is there any shout out I got to get other than God, weather, America, and good music and great cold beer at a reasonable price?
I'd like to shout out to every volunteer that comes from Deep Creek Lake, Florida, Maryland, all across Bel Air, Highland Town, all the people that volunteer to help Mark and I and the rest of the board members make this happen. Because without them, our equipment companies that help keep the cost down for us, none of this is possible. The volunteers what make our jobs work. Without them, we have no fair.
One more thing, I got to tell you, there's fireworks too. When are the fireworks this year? Just so I, because I'm a 4th of July last 6 days. I never know anymore, right?
This year, our fireworks show is on the 3rd of July at 9:15 p.m. at Grange Elementary School. The rain date for that is July the 7th. The firework company shooting is Fireworks Extravaganza. This is their 25th anniversary celebration of shooting, and they stepped up to help be our firework company this
So
year.
you're kicking it off on Thursday night to not compete with the fair, to remind people that there is a fair. You know what you need to do is get those drones up. It says fair starts tomorrow. Get your ass to the beer and crush garden. Come,
We
be a
also
part of
start.
it. Crack the sky.
We have a pre-ride mania night on Thursday night, also the 3rd, from 5 to 10:30. The rides are open, free admission. All you have to do is go to HoughtonCarnival.com and you can buy all night ride bracelet for $25 and they can ride for 5 hours.
You gonna have a Ferris wheel? I
It's a
don't
good
know. I'm
They
asking.
have one, but I think it's booked at another festival, which is a one-day
That's okay. It always made
event.
me sick anyway. I'm just like, I didn't want to get on it. I watch people go and I'm like, nah, you know,
I saw
no.
their Ferris wheel at Christmas time from Thanksgiving to New Year's. It's at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. It
I
is
did see that down there. Okay.
huge. That is their Ferris wheel.
All right, it'll be the Dundalk Eye over Dundalk Elementary School where I played my Pop Warner football. I love Dundalk. I'm proud of my community. I want everybody to come back down to Dundalk and be a part of this Heritage Fair barn raising for our community. And I tip my cap to everybody who's made this happen. That for me over the weekend, I've made no plan. I'm a little weather dependent. I'm, you know, if Crack the Sky is going to get rained on, it's messy. It is what it is. But I have circled the whole weekend and I put a big bubble over top of it. And Dean, you know, I don't like country music, but I'll even get there early to see you because I want to get down there. I want to be supportive of everything you're doing because I'm just proud of all of you to be able to get this back together. And I want to make sure that it doesn't fall apart again. And I know the sponsors do too. So let's get the right weather and get everybody down. You know, free parking. How much it costs to get in, fellas?
It's
On
$10.
$10. Oh, go ahead, Eric.
Friday, we're doing $5 Friday. Roll back the prices from 12 to 5. We're going to try to open the gates around 11:30, right after the parade ends. And anybody who comes through the gate over 12 gets charged $5 instead of 10. At 5 o'clock, we go up to the normal price, which is $10 for an adult. Children 12 and under are free with an accompanying adult. So we heard after having open meetings with the community, what can we do different? Try to roll the prices back a little bit, try to shake it up a little bit and do something different and unique for the community.
Well, you've already shaken it up by letting people know that this could go away. We already resurrected it. Everybody got together and thinks this is important. I think it's important. You think it's important. And I saw it all along my Facebook page the night that the word leaked that it wouldn't be happening, that it was important to people. And I'm going to be reiterating that, ringing the bell, coming back down, singing the alma mater, doing all the things that I do. And some of you weren't as fortunate as I to go to Dundalk High School, but you do come back and support Dundalk, and I appreciate that. So come on back down to Dundalk next weekend. Mark, thank you for your time. Eric, thank you for your time. I'm sorry I got the consigliere and the bosses all confused, but at least I nailed the Kreziak family right because a last name means everything in East Baltimore, right? I mean, it does, right?
It does. I can't go anywhere without somebody knowing who we are. That's true.
Well, when I start dropping all the A to K names in the neighborhood, you knew what, you knew the Eliopolises, you knew all those people up there, right? Monty Otis, Rollo, all my guys, man. So
Sure.
I'm shouting all of you out, and I'm shouting you out on the eve of going to DePasquale's because my DePasquale's show brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're going to get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out. I'm going to be at DePasquale's on the 8th of July, and it's a Tuesday morning, and I hope I have some new old war stories from the beer garden and the crush. You know what we would do? This is the truth. I want to give my Heritage Fair story away for all of my Dundalk goons, Mike Fountain and Chris Peitch and Laura Mill, all my friends. When I had my house on Kane Street for all the years that I had my house there, we would party and we would all meet. We would all go down to the Heritage Fair together and we called it celebrity watching. So if we saw anybody we knew from high school that we hadn't seen in a year or more, it was like, did you see any celebrities in the beer garden? So that was my jargon for 25 years to say, like, I'm going to run into, I'm just trying to think of people I know that I only see at, you know, like Matt Blair. I would only see him in the beer garden. Chris Turner, only see him in the beer garden. So these are my old high school friends, guys. Those two names I dropped, I played Pop Warner football with them in 1978 and 79, and I would only see them in the beer garden, excuse me, the beer and crush garden is how we're going to rebrand this. So I am hoping that I come back and see at least a few celebrities, a few familiar faces, and a few people that I haven't seen in a number of years. And that means you, Alicia Lewis. I'm shouting out people that I see in the beer garden. I want to make sure that I see them. So, Mark, thank you. Thank you for your efforts. Eric, thank you. Tip of the cap to you. If there's anything more I can do between now and Heritage Fair, but I'll be here this year. I'll be here next year. I'll be here every year. And even though we don't go to the railway and do the little hockey bowling thing with the little puck that hit the pins and made them go up, I'm going to find a new tradition over at Costas. How about that?
Sounds like a
Invite
plan.
us. We'll
You've
be
just
there.
been
Invite
invited.
us.
You
We
know when
got
it
it.
starts? The minute that Palumbo leaves the stage right around 9:28 p.m., and the lightning bugs are out on Sunday night. We'll be over at Costas having Crab Imperial. How about that?
That sounds like a plan.
That's a done dog plan. Eric Davis Sr., Mark Krzyzak of the Krzyzak family of the 21224 and the A to K streets, putting the Heritage Fair back together again. HeritageFair.com is the details. Everything's there. $5, $10. Get down to Dundalk and make it happen and make the community proud. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Dundalk. I almost wore my Dundalk shirt. I had the Twin Tower shirt. I was going to wear that. I was going to wear. I have my I have three or four different Dundalk shirts. My Dundalk. I'll wear that in the beer garden. I have three clean shirts: one for the fourth, one for the fifth, and one for the sixth. But I'm going to wear my Crack the Sky shirt on the sixth. Back for more. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.